You're listening to SBS News.
Googa the Elder Elaine Kite is walking the northern banks of Lake Hart for the first time. Lake Hart holds a deep cultural significance to the Googa the people, linking them to the storylines of their ancestors. But this part of the lake is usually off limits. It lies within the Woomera Prohibited Area, a massive military firing range in outback South Australia, about 6 hours northwest of Adelaide.
It's a pain that we feel in our spirit. It's about what's happening on country. We don't always get to see it. But you stand here on the edge of the lake and there's that feeling that we have that it's just powerful to be able to look across this, but knowing full well that there's damage there.
The Australian Defence Force has for years used Lake Hart to test missiles and weapons. The surface of the lake has been used as an impact zone for explosives. These sounds are from a live firing exercise held at Lake Hart in 2018. Ms. Kite picks up the spent bullet casings left lying on the ground.
To see spent shells and, you know, all the bits and pieces, you think, well, you know, it's an indication of just what happens here when no one else is around, and when you see this, you know it's in your spirit.
A number of important cultural sites have been identified in the Lake Hart area. There are rock engravings, the foundations of stone huts used for shelter, and grinding stones used for tool making. Archaeologist Neil Draper says Googa the sites found inside the Woomera Prohibited Area are remarkable.
There's a very strong need to conserve and look after that. It's very, very important to Googa the people and to other Western Desert people, because it's all part of their tjukapa, it's all part of the dreaming tracks that pass right through the Western Desert.
According to documents obtained by SBS News, the Australian Defence Force is meant to avoid certain culturally significant sites in the Lake Hart area. However, in January 2021, the body of a Saab anti-aircraft missile was discovered in the middle of a heritage area called Lake Hart West. It took the military 12 months to retrieve the missile, and there is still no explanation how it got there. Lawyer John Podgorelick is leading a complaint against Saab under international guidelines administered by the OECD. The complaint broadly alleges that Saab failed to complete its due diligence obligations before the missile was sold to the Australian military and tested at Lake Hart.
Simply, we're looking to have the OECD due diligence guidelines complied with. Specifically, what that means in this case is that we're looking for measures to be put in place so that the sites can be protected.
Dr. John Parche is the former Secretary of the United Nations Commission on Human Rights. He says the treatment of Aboriginal heritage sites in Australia verges on appalling.
In this area of Indigenous heritage protection, it is remarkably, it's in your face what is in fact a very serious issue of devastation that's taking place.
The Defence Department says Lake Hart is recognised under a heritage management plan developed with traditional owners. Saab declined to comment, but has previously said the sale of ordnance to Australia is subject to strict oversight. Standing on the banks looking over Lake Hart, Googa the Elder Andrew Starkey despairs. He says the lake has been desecrated.
Lake Hart is a pretty significant area, not only for the Googa people, but for other people from the south to the west and to the north. It links us all together through the Jukuba, through the different storylines. There is engraving sites, there's stone arrangements. It's a very important place culturally. It just breaks our heart to see them desecrated in this way.
At Lake Hart in South Australia, Steve Trask, SBS News.